001, Simon Samach. Simon Samach. Seif Hey. Hakore Eshma Velo Kivein Libo Vaposuk Rishon Shushma Yisrael Lo Yotzi Yidei Chodosu. So as the Mishnah Berurah spoke out yesterday, Sif Dalet talked about Kavona to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Sif Hey is talking about a different type of Kavona, to pay attention to what you're saying, to be aware of what you're saying, not just to mouth words and your mind is somewhere else. So the truth is, that's not Ma'akev B'di'evet. Only by the first pasuk of Kriya Shema and by the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. That's the only time it's Ma'akev. So that's what the Mechaber is saying here. Hakori Yashma V'lo Kivin Libo, meaning the Kivin Libo of, like, what are you saying? What are you talking about? It's actually machlokes in the Gemara. One man the Yom the Gemara holds it has to be the whole first parsha. One man the Yom the Gemara holds it has to be till al vavecha. But we paskin only the first pasuk. Vashor and Loki vein libo. If he wouldn't have been involved in something else, or magia haparsha so elu baonas kriyashma, and he ended up saying the words yotza v'hu sheki vein libo b'pasuk rishon. In the first pasuk, it's ma'akev. Okay, so we have the kavana of halacha dalet and the kavana of halacha hey. Let's see the Mishnah Brura on halacha hey. Sif katan yud aleph kiven libo kavana zuha amura kan and enu a kavana amura b'sif dalet. The shomu a kavana lotsis yudei chayvus mitzvah zeb inu lachol haparshius. Now, I don't know if the Mishnah Brura necessarily means that you have to have in mind that you want to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema by all the parshios. You could have in mind in the beginning of reading it that your reading of all three parshios should be al manas to be Yotzei the mitzvah. But that's still saying that all the parshios require that kavana lotzeis. Each one is a separate chelik of the mitzvah, so by each specific chelik of the mitzvah, you have to have in mind that you want to be yotzei the mitzvah, that you're doing it as a soldier, as we explained yesterday. You're doing it in the context of fulfilling a tzivui from Hashem. So that's all the parshios. Mashenk and kavona zu, the kavona of sifhei, who his bonein velosam elibo, mashu omer, to actually think about it and realize what it is you're talking about. Ulakachu li kuva. Okay, the Yeshomim Shavino Kavona Lotzeis Ulikuva Rakpa Posuk Rishon. That might be if only the first Posuk is the Oraisa and Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is only on a Oraisa, perhaps. That might be what the Mishnah Berurah, what this Shita holds. Okay, but again, even if you need Kavana Lotzeis by all three parshas, I would assume for the Vaposhet, you only have to have that Kavana before the first Pasuk. You have in mind that all three parshas you're reading is L'Shem Mitzvah. O Magia V'Ushakorei Kol Chasa, he's reading the Sefer Torah properly, so that's okay. That's okay. It's okay even if your mind wanders and you're thinking about other things. But the Yevit, it's okay. Okay, that's what, by the way, we're going to be learning later in Hilchos Kriya Shema that we're talking now about your mind wandering and thinking about other things. So, but the Eved Yotzei, as long as you got the first pasuk, good. But there is another inyan of you can't do something while you're reading Kriya Shema. You can't do something else. That's also. You're not supposed to do anything while you're reading Kriya Shema. It's called reading it derech aroi. You're reading it as an afterthought, but you're really involved in something else. So that's aser. That's also. It's also a form of saying you need kavana. Okay, Simon Samach Aleph. Din Yikra Kriya Shema b'kavana. the kavana is probably what we just spoke about, and the chatchila you have to read the whole kriyashma with kavana. Be'ema, be'yira, be'resus, u'b'zeya. So we'll see exactly what that means. Literally meaning with fear, with trepidation, with trembling, and you broke out in a cold sweat. We'll see exactly what the idea is. Shema hainu kol kriyashma, the chatchila you have to read the whole kriyashma like that. The Mashin is bor b'soif simen akoidim raklinyan diavet. Bekavona el yirab ha'ibim shema kolbo v'hu b'yirishalmi soif perakama de brachas de b'kriyashma marumas oseres hadibros. Someone in the shul once wanted to make a chart, you know, with kriyashma and the oseres hadibros, because you're supposed to have in mind somewhat at Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, which the service of Dibris represents. B'Hashem Elokecha, Merumah Zanochi Hashem Elokecha, B'Hashem Elokeinu, Merumah Zanochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad Dibur Lo Yilecha, Pasuk V'Ohavto, Merumah Dibur Lo Sisa, the Mandarachim L'Malka Lo Mishtama B'Shmei L'Shikra, Pasuk V'Chsavto Dibur Lo Sachmod, the Chsiv Be'Secha V'Lo Be'Secha Be'Vecha, the pasuk v'safta d'ganecha dibur lo signal d'ganecha v'lo sesol d'gan chaveivecha the pasuk v'avadet ha-mehera dibur lo sirtzach the man d'kot lo yiskaka that would bring to the avadet ha-mehera, in other words the pasuk l'man yibur yimeichem dibur kabida savicha the pasuk l'lo sosuru achve yeinechem dibur lo sinof the pasuk l'man tizkeru dibur zachar shem ha-shabos l'kacho shishokul kol ha-toyra the pasuk l'ni ha-shem ha-lekechem dibur lo sana b'recha yitshokar alkein tzor chodim l'zboinu b'hem beis amiris kriyashma b'dei shlo yav alavar as mehen. This is rather difficult to do. I know, you're supposed to be thinking about all so many things that, I don't know, they used to have much smarter people or much people who were able, because you're supposed to have in mind, like if we sat down and made a list what you're supposed to be thinking about, probably your mind would explode. And meanwhile you're saying Hashem's name and you have to have in mind Hoya Hoya Vihiya and Shehu Adon Kol. And meanwhile you have to have in mind what you're saying, and you have to have in mind Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. Trump, you could do that. I would advise someone, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, it's Yerushalmi, to learn it once, and then you sort of have it in the back of your mind. You don't consciously have to think, that's the difference I'm talking about. If you learn it once, you'll have it in mind. You'll say the Gonecha, so you'll, like, it'll click, and you'll remember that, you know, yours, you're not supposed to steal. That's, there's something the Mishnah Berurah left out, in, so to speak. In Simen Chof Hei, he says that when you say the Ohavto, Es Hashem Elokecha, remember we learned it that if you say Kriyashma without filling, it's Kamei the Sheker Biatzmo. So you have to make sure. So in Simen Chof Hei, Sif Yudalid, Sif Kotten Yudalid, Mishnah Berurah says, well, wait a second. So when you say the Ohavto Eis Hashem Elokecha, you better have in mind Avos Hashem, or else you're Doivishkar. Umizan Nilmat, Kishayimer be Ohavto Eis Hashem Elokecha, Yir Elahakmin Avos Hashem Yisborach Belivo. So that's another thing you have to do. Plus, I would add that if you're doing that already, you should have in mind you're doing the mitzvah saseh of Avos Hashem. But that's a mitzvah tmidus anyway, so you should be doing that all day. Ah, you'll say you don't know how to think that you love Hashem. I don't think you're mekayim the mitzvah if you think that you love Hashem. You have to call up the emotion of love and love Hashem. You can't think that you love Hashem. If you think that you love Hashem, you probably don't. Right? You're just thinking that. You do. You have to actually love Him. Now, we don't know what that means. We don't know how to do it. Because we don't do what the Rambam says. You have to think of all Hashem does for you, and all the toivas He does for the whole world, and the amazing greatness that He embodies and how He deals with this puny world, and you think how much tov it is to be dovek in Him and how much pleasure there is in it, and you're drawn to that, and you ohave that being. But if you don't do it, and you do it, and you say, oh, we're learning Mishnah Berurah tonight, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. You're not going to do it tomorrow morning. And you're going to feel bad. You're going to get depressed. And you're going to say, I can't do it. Of course you can't do it. You can't do it one fine morning by deciding to do it. You have to study the Rambam. You have to learn Chavis Halvavis, maybe Shar HaBachina. And then you have to practice. Instead of listening to the radio in the car, you should practice. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal has a list of 10 things a person should do every day. And one of them is to say out loud, and he specifies no one should be listening to you, because they'll think you're crazy. Make sure no one's around, and you should say out loud, I love you, Hashem. You should say it once a day, and you should think it, you should mean it. But he says, make sure you say it with no one around. So you have to do it. You can't do it. You're not going to do it tomorrow morning. You have to, so you say, when should you do it? You have to find time. It's a mitzvah to me, this. You should be doing it every second. So every second, it's like in the back of your mind, probably. That's how I understand the mitzvah to me, this. Or else you're going to be walking into an awful lot of lampposts. At least I am. I don't know. You have in the back of your mind. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. You keep it on the back burner, like. But you have to have it once. You have to know what you're doing once. And then you can put it on the back burner. If you never know what you're doing, it's not going to be on the back burner. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simchat Torah, I'm reminding you that another kavanah is to call up the emotion of Avos Hashem when you say the Ohav Toras Hashem Elokecha. I have written down here. Oh, I happen to have it here. If people learn Chafetz Chaim, so in the Sefer, here is the one. In the Sefer Shmiras Haloshim, the one that's not the Halachas, but call it the Agodas, at the very end, he talks about Avos Hashem as it is. Perek Beis, B'mitzvahs Avos Hashem. So he tells you how to do it. He tells you to learn Chayvus Havodas. He tells you to learn Shara Avos Hashem, which I guess would be a good idea. She is born in Begdulas Hashem, Veroma Muso, Shehumachaya Kol Ha'olamos, Ubehippuch Katnus Erech Nafsho, Uzeiris Vizuloso, Uzeiruso Vizuloso, Bacha Kachyakir Rav Tuv Habori Olov, Bas Modus Tovosov, Mioma Yosu Ala Oretz, Lola Fimasov, Umaster Avonosov Bidnayodom, Umarech Lo, Yim Kosovo Luchavin Kolze Besas Kriashma, Yerli His Boning Becholze Al Kaponim Hamachas Bio. He says, just because it's a mitzvah to Deiris, you shouldn't do it once a day, even. You do it at least once a day. Okay, let's go later. If you do it during Kriyat Shema, you'll do it twice a day. Beimo Beira, what does that mean? Venera, Deimo Beira, Zu Belfin Zu. It means you're ready to be Mosa Nefesh. Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what it means, Beimo Beira. You are in such awe of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that you're ready to be Mosa Nefesh. I always understood it's a function of Ahava, actually. And that's why it's mashram from different places in Shas, that it's a function of Ahava. So, I don't know. Here he's defining the Be'emo Be'ira in the Shulchan Aruch as the willingness to be Mosa Nefesh. But I see why, because he puts it as a intensity of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's what he's defining Be'emo Be'ira as, being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim with an intensity. Such an intensity that you're ready to allow yourself to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem.
They're learning from a
pasuk,
you're
after. Yeah, it's Taka Ava. Right. It is a function of Ahava. But the Mishnah Berurah is putting it into the words of Be'emo Be'ira of the Shulchan Aruch by having it flow from a Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. He's putting it into those words of the Shulchan Aruch. She yichavim b'shoshu u'kor yishma l'kabal olav ol malchus shumayim. I don't think he's defining Resus and Zaya now. He's obviously putting Resus and Zaya just together with Eim and Yira. It's hyperbole. I don't know if it's called hyperbole. It's just the aim of the year of Beresus of Bezeya, it's a Gemara phrase. It means with trembling and awe. Now he's saying a new thing. Talk about Tu B'Shem Rav Amram. You should not be bored by Kriya Shema. You should read it like it's today's newspaper. And you're looking up the scores of last night. L'shavi inish l'kriya Shema b'chozman d'korilei kibrat tugumor chadosha. A proclamation from the king. The Yaksha Belimo, Ila Malach Basu Vidom Shalayak Pritugma Chadosha, Uvada Hayakol Benayamadina Koronosu Biemu Biyira Beresus Ubuzeya. They'd be, what is the Malach saying? What does the Malach want from us? Kabukhana Bekriya Shma, Shu Pritugma Shamalach Machayamach Makadish Borachu, Shechayav Kalacha Likrosu Biemu Biyira Beresus Ubuzeya. Truth is, I don't really see the connection between Emiyiras and Zaya to this idea. You're anticipating what the Melech has to say. It's fresh. You're excited. I'm not sure why Emiyiras and Zaya comes into that emotion. But I'll go upon him, that is certainly true, that you should not read it like a stale piece of news, but you should read it like today's headlines. Because of our preacher, the Lakachim Shilu, the Padugma, Ksav, the Tzibi HaMelech, Lamel Choshevoi, Tikka Kriyash, Vada Chatifu, Vimirutu, Birbu, Vadvarim, i.e., the way we do. Ela Bemitan, Mila Bemila, slowly, word by word, Pasuk by Pasuk, stopping in between words, stopping in between Psukim, thinking about what it says, thinking about what it means. Kodim HaKori, Tzibi HaMelech, Shekori, Bemitan, Godel, you read it very slowly, you don't want to miss a nuance. You don't want to miss a word. You don't want to miss one shade of meaning that it has. You want to, every word, what did he say? Like you read a verdict from a court. I don't know if you've had that experience. You wait for the court verdict and your life's totally in it and you read it, you read Lamash every word and you try to see like, what did he mean by this? What did he mean by that? Why did he put it this way? Why did he put it that way? You're supposed to read it and see, what does the Melech have to tell me? What does he have to tell me? This is what he's telling me. And in the second parasha, you're supposed to have in mind Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. And the Schar Va'onesh. Did Mr. Bruce say that? He doesn't even say it. But the second parasha's kavana in general kavana. The first parasha's kabbalah to malchus shemayim. The second one is kabbalah to mitzvahs. What's kabbalah to malchus shemayim mean as separate from kabbalah to mitzvahs? It's good for homework. Everybody think about it. Tell me.